Make someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. KMFM.
Hello.
Hi, Tracy. Rob calling from KMFM.
Hiya.
How are you? You okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Have you got the fam with you?
I have. Shall I put them on loudspeaker?
Yeah, let's get them on loudspeaker. We'll gather
right.
them around.
Chloe, Lily. Chloe, Lily, there's someone on the phone for you. I'm here. There's someone on the phone. There's someone special on the phone for you. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good.
This is Rob calling from KMFM. And Jason, I can hear you in the background as well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Guys, I had an email from your mum regarding something we're doing on my show called Make Someone's Christmas with Kent Reliance. Can I read you the email?
Read the email.
Yeah. Okay. Your mum says, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in April 2017 and I finished treatment in June. Unfortunately, we found out in October that the cancer has returned and has spread. Tracy, how are you getting on with that at the moment?
Yeah, okay. I'm going on my treatment, doing okay, thanks.
My husband, Jason, and daughters, Chloe, 11, and Lily, 9. You're both there, right?
Yeah.
You've had to put up with so much over the last couple of years. Have you been looking after Mum?
Yeah.
She says you've been such a massive support and it's what's kept her going. My husband and daughters are amazing and I'd love to give them something back to show them how much I appreciate them and love them loads.
Okay.
How long have you got left on your treatment?
I'm not sure for definite. A good few months yet.
Jason, I'm sure the girls are looking after you as much as they're looking after Mum, right?
Yeah, they are. They're doing a great job. They're keeping us all on our toes.
Which, right, that's good. I'm really, really glad. Mum finishes off the note by saying it would be really, really great if we could give the children a magical special day just to take their minds off the cancer and the treatment.
It was stunned.
So we were sitting down as the team from KMFM and Kent Reliance, and we were like, what can we do? Something that you can book and take in your own time when you've got the strength to do so, Tracy, but also a place that you can go and take loads of pictures and make some awesome family memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I emailed a friend of mine, Amanda and Carol and Bob, at one of my favourite places in the county. Have you guys ever been to Port Lim?
No, we haven't.
Okay. So it's part of the Aspinall Foundation. They've got so many incredible animals and stuff there, but you can actually stay in the park for the night.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So Amanda's written me an email, and I'm going to read you all of this email now. She says, Hi, Rob. We would love to help out, and we'd love to welcome Tracy and Jason and the kids to one of our treehouse suites. Where we're going to sort you guys out. Dinner for four at Baby Dolls. Breakfast for four at the Pinewood, which is amazing, by the way. A safari with all of the animal encounters.
You're speechless, aren't you?
Entrance into Port Lim and Howlett's as well. And they're going to sort you out a use of the golf buggy during your stay as well, because you don't need to be walking anywhere when you're VIPs.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
Thank you.
How does that sound? Great. So what you need to do now, help Mum get better. We're going to make sure that the guys are ready to welcome you when you guys are ready to go, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's great. Thank you.
No worries, Jason. You're very welcome. And Tracy, it must be a really difficult time, for especially the second time round as well. I mean,
yeah. These girls keep me going.
That's what it's about. So, Chloe, Lily, you keep looking after Mum, yeah?
Yeah.
And Merry Christmas,
Thank
guys.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.